I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When you look at this, what would you argue are some of the good points of this budget tonight?
Well, we'd welcome the small business package. Lower tax for small business is a good thing. It's reversing some changes this government made to the Labor Party's policy in office. We had an instant asset write-off, accelerated depreciation for small business. The government came in and got rid of that, and now Joe Hockey's saying it's such a good thing he's going to bring it back.
It was an even bigger one than it was under you.
Well, it is, but it only lasts for 2 years.
Yes,
importantly, ours was indefinite. Ours went on forever, and I'm a little concern to make sure that the Treasurer's thought about if that brings so much investment forward and it gets a bit lumpy.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I don't want to quibble. I support lower tax for small business, support the lower corporate tax rate. We had a policy to do that in office, which the Greens and the Liberals combined to stop, to block in the Senate. The fact that they've changed their mind and they're doing that's a good thing. There's money for the National Disability Scheme, the investment in information technology. We all support the National Disability Scheme. I'll give that a tick. But, Stuart, this is a budget which fails the government's own test. The deficit goes up. On Joe Hockey's own figures, the deficit over a four-year period is double what he said just 12 months ago. All the talk about debt and deficit disaster and budget emergencies is out the window. You got tax up every year, spending up, and the deficit up. So it fails the test the government set for themselves, and it fails the test we set for the government of having a long-term vision and plan for the future.
We're a little short for time. Just tell me that. How realistic are some of the assumptions, particularly on economic growth?
A little optimistic, a little ambitious, I think. We've got nominal GDP going back over 5% in 12 months. That's pretty ambitious. I hope it's true for the sake of the nation. I'm a little concerned about some of those figures. Other figures I don't quibble with, the iron ore assumption, I think that's fair enough. But I'm concerned about that figure there, and that has a massive impact on the budget bottom line.
Given what we're dealing with here, that some of the cuts now are trying to clean up some of the spending, the deficits left behind by Labor, can you imagine a more consultative, a more collegiate approach in the Senate to post this budget rather than post the first one?
Well, we'll support the things we can support. There are measures in there which we're still thinking about, which we need to do a bit of consultation.
What about changes to the Family Tax Benefit Part B, which remains blocked in the Senate? They're now channelling that money into childcare. Is that something you would support now?
No, that's not one of them, Stuart. Right. That's a cut once children turn six. Kids don't get cheaper when they turn six. This was in the last budget, and there's many measures in the last budget which are still here in this budget tonight.
Well, the indexation on the fuel excise is still there. I'm assuming you're still opposing that?
Yeah, that's our position, Stuart, on that one. The unfairness and prejudice from the last budget remains. There's only a few measures that have been dropped. A lot of the ones from the last budget are still there. The family tax changes, last year they told us were absolutely essential to get the budget back to surplus. Now they've linked them to the childcare changes, making the budget papers a ransom note, saying we won't give you the childcare changes unless you cut family payments, giving money to families on one hand and taking more money away on the other. See that as a big step forward. Where there's measures which we can support, there's some proposals in there we're still thinking about. We want to do a bit of consultation.
All right, we'll have to leave it. We're short of time, but I appreciate your time. We'll chat again.